This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here's the question. How much do you love liberty? How much do you want freedom? I'm serious. I'm asking this as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show broadcast week. We got John Rappaport as well joining us from No More Fake News. And I argue that unless you want it as bad as you want oxygen or air when your head is being held underwater with a threat of drowning, then you might not be willing to do what it takes to restore it, regain it for you, your family, your community, your loved ones, much less to maintain it or teach your children how then to maintain it, as Ben Franklin was purported to have been asked after the signing or ratification of the Constitution, what hath he wrought? A republic, if you can keep it, a republican form of government, limited government, defense of liberty. So that's the question I ask. How badly do you want it? Because we want it. John Rappaport wants it. We're willing to go all out for it. So, John, welcome back. So great to be with you once again.
Me too, Robert. Thank you so much.
So I have.
Yeah, it's been quite a week here.
Hasn't it? I got to thank you first, not that I wouldn't normally, but even more so for connecting me with Tom Rentz, the attorney in Ohio, suing the governor and the state over the executive order and lockdown, etc. We had a great, great hour-long discussion last week, and I understand you've interviewed him and you've written a number of articles we have linked as well.
Yeah. As soon as I saw him on Skype, I knew this was the guy. I mean, that's my impression. We're talking a small-town lawyer. He's working with another small-town lawyer and an intern, filing a monster case with tremendous detail. I read it's around 60, 70 pages of court filing, and it's fantastic. I mean, the territory that he's covering, which we can talk about here, is truly amazing. He understands the issues up and down, and he's just willing to go all in on this. And it's a model for other attorneys in other states and even, as far as I'm concerned, other countries. So if there's any lawyers, and I'm sure there are, listening to the show here, take a cue. It's Renz Law, R-E-N-Z-L-A-W, in Ohio. You can read the court filing. You can see where he's going. There should be, one of the things he told me in the interview was, he says, not all lawyers are always willing to do this, he said, but I'm willing to share everything we know about how to go about this and what we have with other lawyers around the country who want to file similar suits against their state governments and governors. And that's what we need. We need many of these suits being filed right now.
Yeah, we do indeed need that kind of action being taken by the lawyer class, which, you know, it's not normally I look to them not as solutions but problems. But I have to say, in this case, somebody of integrity like this, willing to share everything that he's put out there thus far, tells me that there are people waking up in all different aspects of life to say, you know what, now is not time for pettiness in any way, shape, or form. There's a lot bigger things at stake here.
No question about it. I mean, it's hard to describe the effect, the feeling of just talking with Tom. A lawyer that you know is on the case, not because some clients came to him and said, we want to pay you some money to do that, but because he actually believes in this, because he and his two colleagues have put in over 2,000 hours already on the case, you know, just putting it together. And it's not been, I mean, he's filed with the court, but that's as far as the process has actually gone, and there's a lot further to go, which we got into in the interview. But yes, I mean, one of the things he said, he expressed really astonishment at one point. He said, there are all these prestigious law firms in the country. He said, and not one of them moved in the direction of filing a case, which they should have done weeks, a month into the lockdowns. You know, they should have all been filing these cases, but not one made a single move. I mean, it was just, when you hear him say that, you understand what he's looking at here, which is just, I don't even know what to call it, passivity, but it's more than that. It's
well, it's complicity.
So we're not going to, it's complicity, exactly. We're not going to get into this. We're going to stand by and let it happen, even though we know it's violating everything that the American Republic stands for, the Constitution, freedom, et cetera, et cetera. We're going to do nothing about it. Wow.
Well, what was so extraordinary is that he was so well versed in areas that you and I discuss regularly and very few others do, including the challenging of the very tests themselves, because, you know, I felt like you got to hit it from many angles, obviously, in a suit, because there's some things that are ignored or dismissed easily. But I thought, if you can nail them to the wall on the lack of scientific validity to the tests themselves, you know, as I said, we said you could end the HIV scam by just stopping the testing, because the test is a scam, right? In the same sense, the COVID test, which is not a COVID test, if you can challenge the validity of it and say, prove that this thing does what you say it does, which has been what you've been writing about since the beginning of this thing, and get that on the record in a court of law, my gosh, can you stop this? Maybe I'm being unrealistic in thinking that could be successful, but you got to bring it up.
Okay, so here's what he told me, absolutely. Here's what he told me about the discovery process. He said, this is the big one, is discovery. This is where, prior to a trial, we get to subpoena people to come in, and under oath, we question them in great detail and at length about the science and the facts and the issues. In other words, okay, these lockdowns, which amount to house arrest of millions of Americans, are supposedly based on the states of emergency that the governors are declaring, and that's supposed to be based on the medical threat, and science is underpinning all of that, and we are looking into whether or not that is justified. Therefore, we can bring in these people and grill them in great detail, not just, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are you telling me that you could bring in Fauci and Birx and Redfield? He said, absolutely. He said, that's what we intend to do, and sit them down and question them in great detail. On February 17th, you said the following, and then on March 3rd, you said this. And here's a study you wrote that said this. All right, so these are all in conflict with each other. What are you actually saying, and what is the evidence? You know, that's just the beginning of it. Well, and I said to him, and this would be public? I said, is this going to be recorded and a transcript? He said, absolutely. And he said to me in the interview, he said, what I would be trying to do is to enter the results of the discovery as filings with the court. let's make them public so that anybody could read exactly what happened in the discovery process. Can you imagine if that takes place?
Oh, it's extraordinary, because so far these so-called scientists and doctors have been skating on opinions that are unchallenged, other than in, let's say political discourse, but nothing that would hold them to an oath of, yeah, you better not lie here or we're coming after you for perjury. And then you can push them to the, you know, scientific validation of the tests they rely upon, whether it be Fauci or otherwise. I mean, Fauci would probably claim ignorant. Oh, I don't. That's not my area of expertise. Yeah, you hear them say that kind of thing all the time. But at a certain point, you'd have to grill the government officials themselves or the governor to say, did you know that you declared a state of emergency and shut down and locked down the economy based on a test that has no valid standard?
Right, that's another avenue. You bring in the governor and you say, who advised you?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you? What's his name? And then you bring that guy in. And then you bring in somebody from the FDA who gave authorization for the PCR test to be used. You bring in those officials and you say, well, here in your own documents, you say that the test may not actually detect infectious virus or the virus that causes any disease.
Yeah.
How can you say that, knowing that the test is being used to lock down population? You know, we're off and running here. Wow.
Yeah. How many different angles are there? There are plenty, but thus far, until recently, we hadn't seen many challenges in the courts. Of course, last week, another thing we talked to Tom about, and you did as well, was the federal case in Pennsylvania. And there was a great challenge where the federal court had said, yeah, you've gone a little too far, at the very least, with this lockdown there.
Exactly. So the basic thing that I got from reading the court filing that Tom Rentz put into the Ohio court was he's mounting a case based on two things. One is the violation of the Constitution, the destruction of freedoms, liberty, because of the lockdowns and the destruction of businesses and all of that.
Hold on, that's number one. We're on a break. Cliffhanger, when we come back, we'll get also number two, and we'll discuss it, and other valid methods to push back against permanent states of enslavement due to a pharmaceutical construct and the germ theory playing itself out in COVID crazy. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatment, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, including a link over to nomorefakenews.com. We hope that you'll sign up for email alerts at both places to keep abreast of all that is going on and with our attempts as well to restore all aspects of liberty we can here and restrain government as our founders warned us to do via the change of the Constitution, bind them down, but it doesn't do it itself. We have to step up and stand up. Tom Renz, we interviewed last week. We're talking about his case. You mentioned two focal points of this challenge, this court challenge, one being a violation of the Constitution, and you elaborate a little bit, and I know there's a second one coming, so let's go further here.
You're right. The second one is the statement that if you're going to lock down people and destroy the economy, you got to have a reason. So Renz, his case is challenging that reason. Prove it. In other words, you say you're basing this all on science. The tests, the case numbers, the death numbers, the basis of the test itself, that it's actually detecting a quantifiable virus, all of this, this is what you're basing all of this destruction of freedom on, and the states of emergency that you're declaring. So we are challenging the science, and we're saying it's not real science, and we have expert witnesses, which he does, ready to go, to show that the reason for all of these lockdowns is completely non-factual and absurd and non-scientific, and therefore rendering the whole thing a complete travesty and horror show. So he's attacking it on both counts. The incursion on constitutional freedoms, the destruction of freedoms, and the science, which to me that's the way you have to go, ultimately. And I questioned him about this, and he said, absolutely, because we want to show the public trust and so forth that they're putting in these public officials is completely misguided, that there is nothing underpinning these declarations of states of emergency, nothing real whatsoever. And he's ready to go to the wall with that, which I think is absolutely correct, and that's a model for all other lawyers.
Yeah, and on all levels of government, they're basically utilizing fools as their advisors that either don't know or are complicit in the scam. And, you know, that includes President Trump, who has advisors that are advising him on issues of science that are not being challenged on these fundamental issues of starting point. Again, there may be differences of opinion in terms of what the Constitution allows. We have perspectives and beliefs, and that could be a muddy area even in the courts. But the issue of the science and the validation of the science and all that happened since that time, that is as powerful as anything. And I did not, for one, expect a lawyer to be able to pick up on that and go with it like Tom is.
Yeah, that was a shocker to me. And when I started reading through his court filing about the science, I was really gratified to see that he was going after every single issue and point, as you said, that you and I have been discussing these past months and working on. He's got it. And I said to him, so you have expert witnesses ready to go, your own scientists? He said, absolutely, very brilliant people. And they're going to contradict the public health officials on every single point. So then I said, it's you stating in your court filing that you want a jury trial. And I said, that was a bit of a shock to me. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized what a great idea that is, that you're asking for a jury trial, because what you're saying is the people or representatives of the people, meaning the jury, will be able to understand this. They'll be able to understand the presentation of the science and make an adjudication on it. And that's what we need. We need this to be the people look, see through the farce and the insanity and make a decision.
All right. Well, we'll continue our discussion of seeing through it with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links up, robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump said there will be enough doses of the coronavirus vaccine for every American by April, contradicting administration health officials who projected the country might not reach that point until mid-2021.
We'll have manufactured at least 100 million vaccine doses before the end of the year. Hundreds of millions of doses will be available every month, and we expect to have enough vaccines for every American by April.
The president touted the timeline as evidence of historical
historic progress. The Food and Drug Administration has not yet given emergency authorization or approval to any of the coronavirus vaccines now in development. Vaccines from Moderna, Pfizer, and AstraZeneca are now in the final stage of clinical trials in the United States. Moderna has said it can produce 20 million doses by the end of the year. Pfizer has promised 100 million shots worldwide in the same time frame. This is USA Radio News. At least one protester was arrested after a group of about 100 people gathered outside the Kentucky home of Republican Senator Mitch McConnell. The Senate Majority Leader is the key in determining whether a nominee appointed by President Trump will succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court before Election Day. The crowd chanted, "Ruth sent us," and "No ethics, no shame." In addition to the impending battle over the court vacancy, McConnell, a member of the Senate since 1985, also faces a re-election fight on Kentucky's November ballot. Four people in Arizona have been arrested with over $4 million worth of meth during a routine traffic stop. According to officials, detectives with the Mojave Area General Narcotics Enforcement Task Force pulled over a vehicle on I-40. Police dogs alerted the law enforcement officers to the presence of drugs inside. Officials found several hidden bundles of meth that totaled over 89 pounds, saying the street value was over $4 million. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're going to go further into the court cases now with John Rappaport. Last week he interviewed Tom, as did I and others, getting wind of other pathways to, you know, push back on inevitable, maybe permanent enslavement if we just allow them to get away with this. The lockdowns, the destruction of the economy. And who benefits? Of course, we ask those questions as well. In addition to the state-level action of Tom Renz and the lawsuit in Ohio, and there's also a lawsuit I know of in Utah against the governor there, what about the federal case? What did we learn from the Pennsylvania case that ruled against a governor and the lockdowns there? And I know they're going to appeal it and such, but there's some things we need to discuss here, John.
Absolutely. In that case, a federal judge ruled against the governor of Pennsylvania's state of emergency and the lockdowns and so forth. And he wrote most eloquently on this, and in one of my articles I quoted his conclusion. this was a case based purely on incursions and destruction of constitutional freedoms. Did not take up the science at all. And the most important, first he said, look, this is overreach. The implications of the state of emergency, the lockdowns and so forth, went too far. But then the capper on his decision was, there is no emergency that justifies destroying the basic constitutional freedoms like the right to assemble, the right to, go walk out of your house, the right to continue to do business and work and so on and so forth. So he went even further and he said, basically, this has gotten out of hand, out of control, because regardless of what the emergency is, there's a line you can't cross. And I thought that was extremely important. And of course, media, news, whatever, they don't even get to that and they overlook it completely. But this to me was the core kernel of that case, and it was extremely important. And when the governor, who offhandedly say, oh, of course, we're going to appeal this. Well, if they get the right judge or judges, that's going to be confirmed on appeal. And I just hope that that is the case, that they get the judges who will say, well, of course, you cannot go beyond a certain point, no matter what the emergency is, in taking away people's freedoms. Because if you can just declare these states of emergency, now we are back in an older time. Mm-hmm. When the king rules and there are no freedoms and there's no guarantee of rule by law and none of the constitutional freedoms, the Bill of Rights, etc., have any relevance at all. They can just be overwhelmed by a governor in this case or a president or whoever. Therefore, no, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. So that's an extremely valuable decision as well.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights it's an arbitrary grouping of things that are not really that essential, especially in light of the emergencies that we're now facing. And the Founding Fathers could have never envisioned this. And I had Diane Miller, my friend and attorney, a health freedom attorney for many years as well, on Friday. And she said, what do you think was happening when the Declaration of Independence was declared, or the Constitution was written? There were all kinds of challenges to freedom. There were threats to freedom and emergencies on an ongoing basis. And they wrote it in the midst of these emergencies, much worse than what we're seeing here today, in terms of threat to life via warring, of other countries that didn't want to see a new country come out in this way. And so the idea that the Constitution was written with the clauses that could just suspend it indefinitely is absurd on its face. So the federal case addresses it more along those lines, I think. And then Tom's case on the state level also challenges, as you discussed already, the very basis for the emergency, challenging the science, the claims, and the experts that are making, whether presidents or governors bend to the will of a pharmaceutical church.
Yes. And he's also, Tom Renz, taking up these constitutional issues as well. So it's a double trouble for the government. And people should go to Renz Law, R-E-N-Z Law, and see read the case filing, and find a way to help and support this any way you can. There'll be information on that. Because if the judge permits this to go to trial, this is going to be one of the great cases in American history.
Yeah, it's set up to do something that I haven't seen a court case do in a long time, if ever. Again, especially you're challenging the authority of the church here. What is that church? The church, as you called it, biological mysticism, I modify it pharmaceutical mysticism, but whatever, forms of sorcery that have cast a spell over many of our government leaders, if you call them that, or institutions within government, so that they acquiesce to the sorcerers and their declaration of danger that must be stopped by destroying the economy, ignoring the fact that more death and mayhem will and has resulted from social isolation, from purposeful inhalation of things that we're not supposed to inhale by permanently wearing masks, etc. And all of those things, again, must be challenged. And we go back to the germ theory once again, which is sometimes our favorite topic. And I lectured yesterday at an event on that, the germ theory versus the law of the train. All of this is only possible because we have a wrong-headed belief, a cult-like devotion to something that, if it were true, if it were accurate, the germ theory, then no one would be alive to discover it, much less promote it.
You're right. Absolutely. Because there are, you know, whatever it is, trillions to the trillionth power of germs everywhere. So if that were such a dire threat, we'd all be dead a trillion times over, and there'd be nothing to talk about
before we even started. Exactly. So what concerns me moving forward here, John, if we don't dismantle this to the best of our ability in the public consciousness, they could do some really nefarious things. And there's an article by James Grundvig. I talked with Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Tenpenny, on Friday, a little bit about it, titled Corona Brucella, the Next Wave of COVID? And he referenced a 2010 Rockefeller Foundation publication titled Scenarios for the Future of Technology and International Development. And they play out these what-if scenarios, and one of those things was called lockstep, top-down government control, centralized authoritarian leadership. And they understand how pandemics play onto the fear of people that have been programmed to believe that germs cause disease and that they're out of their control. You need a government expert or a medical expert to come in and save you. Of course, through poisoning you, which is another irony of the germ theory, will poison you back to health or will poison you so you remain healthy. It's just an absurdity to begin with. We could talk to fourth graders and they'll see how stupid that is. But we got a bunch of medical morons following, if not promoting, this concept. And so in this pandemic scenario, we could foresee an agenda that would poison the food supply with something like brucella, brucellosis, creating brutal food poisoning symptoms in children everywhere, and that they could claim these are all COVID cases. Now suddenly the second wave, you're suddenly seeing children impacted. We need to shut down and destroy the economy again because it's the only way we can save the planet and the people on it.
Yes, I'm glad you brought this up because this takes care of what I call the what about this people. You know them and I know them. Since I began writing about COVID and I explained exactly what it's really all about, the traditional health conditions that are being repackaged and labeled COVID, elderly people who are already teetering on the edge of collapse, being terrified with the diagnosis of COVID and isolated, and then they died, and it's being blamed on the germ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then people will say to me, yeah, but what about this? And they'll say, you know, there's a cluster of cases here and there, those people who died. That doesn't sound like what you're talking about. It sounds like something else. And my response to that has been, look, if you were willing to launch a fake pandemic on the world and destroy the economy of the world and countless numbers of lives, don't you think you would also be willing in certain areas just to produce more and more fear, spray a chemical, a deadly chemical, or as you say, introduce food poisoning or whatever, just to pump up the fear and justify more lockdowns? Really? Don't you understand that you'd be more than willing to do that if you thought it was necessary or that it would forward your ultimate goal of, you know, destruction and taking people into a brave new world? So absolutely these things can play into the phony pandemic. It's very easy to do.
Yeah, and those people that say, but what about, right? They just fall prey to, look at that cluster of cases, and all the authorities have to say, look, see, we've been warning you, we've been telegraphing, we've been priming you to believe what exactly is happening. And it's a very simple thing to do, because very few people have critical thinking skills intact, or they're so toxic, even if they have them, they can't access them. And then they roll with the fear propaganda again, just to the next level. You thought you were coming out of it? Oh, just as you thought, you're back into fight or flight, and you are not thinking clearly, because you're in full-on fear panic mode.
If you're a rational person, and I assume that there are many listening to us right now, otherwise, you know, why would they be listening? You are one of the few, relatively few.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you bear a responsibility to educate, to do whatever it is, and we've made suggestions here on the show before, to do whatever you can do to forward the true knowledge of what's happening here and assist these legal cases that are really good cases that move forward.
Yeah, hold that thought, John. We're up on a break. We're going to be right back to wrap it up with John Rappaport. Very important discussion here, as always, on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So what can you do to be part of the what? If it's a solution, or is it just a different way of life that means that the people that want to control you, own you, enslave you to fear, no longer have the power to do so? How is that? Is it possible? Absolutely it is. And the roadmap's been written many times before. It's just, I guess we now need to do some more gentle reminders, John.
Yeah, and I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about in the last segment when I said rational people. There's a person who I've been on their show before. We've had good discussion about these issues, spelled them out very clearly. And recently we made contact in some other way and went back and forth by communication. And what I discovered was, much to my surprise, was that this person was asking me the same questions that we discussed in detail in the interview, as if none of that had ever happened, as if we hadn't supplied the answers, as if we hadn't analyzed the insanity and the flaws and the measures that are destroying freedom, and the science and all of that had been laid on the table. And yet here we were back at the beginning again. Well, that is not a completely rational situation here, I'm afraid. You know, so for those of you who understand and continue to understand what Robert and I are doing, and these conversations that we have, take the ball and do something with it, because you're one of the relatively few. There are many of us, but compared with the 7 billion, you're one of the relatively few.
And historically, it's always been relatively few of us, you know, going back to the foundation of America as a new form of government in the United States. It wasn't 90% of the people. It wasn't even 50%. It was a very small percentage of people that really had the the desire for liberty, like I described as I opened the show today, John, how badly do you want to breathe air? When you're being held underwater, you understand how badly you want air. How badly do you want freedom? And until you want it that bad, you might be swayed with honeyed words or promises or payoffs to look the other way. But a lot of you are now not looking the other way. And the great example that we discussed last week and now this week, Thomas Renz, an attorney. I never expected an attorney to pick up on what we've been saying, much less act on it, which tells me something has shifted. Something is shifting, and we're in the midst of a transformation.
That's right. So the pushback is going to be considerable, and I've already seen it. I mean, some of the most ridiculous statements, I think it was Biden or somebody else, was saying, you know, this is science we're talking about here. We're not talking about these lockdowns as if they're, I mean, house arrest. That's ridiculous. We're talking about science and saving lives. Well, whether it was Biden or somebody else, another politician who was saying this, they have no idea what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, zero. Zero. They have an agenda, but they have no idea what they're actually saying. They don't know what science is. They have no idea. They're just being told. They're puppets being told what to say. And so they're going to be pushing back. And this is already happening. So from our side, we have to redouble our efforts.
Well, folks, this is a great culmination of many weeks of discussion, and it's not over. But at the same time, there's a certain point when you recognize the power they had over you no longer exists because you've woken to see through the illusion. And therefore, you are no longer likely or susceptible to the propaganda that used to work on you. And you're awake, you're seeing it. Help others to do the same. I encourage you to do it with love and laughter and silliness and creative imagination as well, because we're just having discussions here, John and I. You might have different kinds of discussions. There's not one way to do it, but be open to any and all of them so that those of you, your loved ones that are suffering right now, will not have to suffer any longer. John, thanks as always for another great discussion, my friend.
Thank you, Robert. Likewise, really appreciate it.
All right. The power to heal on all levels is really yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive. And it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.